welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan. We're back in the kitchen today with Chef Daniel Orr, putting some fresh tomatoes to good use, just in time to visit the farmer's market and get some of those beautiful new tomatoes. And, you know, let's say you're planning a dinner party coming up, he's got some tips on getting your menu in line.
A cook should be thoughtful and seriously plan a meal. When planning a menu, I start with my main course and work backwards to my starters and then finish with the sweets. It helps me with my organization and, of course, my shopping list. Starters are a bit like snacks before the real supper begins. They're small samplings designed to stimulate both the appetite and conversation as one relaxes into their chair. The cook should plan a starter which supplies the guests with nutrients that the principal dish might not have given them. For example, if you're serving a roasted fish and potato main course, then the starter should be packed full of veggies. I like to start with a soup and then move on to a chilled dish before serving supper. This gives us time to chat and have a drink or two. It also preps us to really enjoy the main dish because some of our hunger has been stymied. Starters don't have to be those carefully plated dishes that chefs do in the restaurants. Make platters, pass them around the table. It's a lovely way to break bread. For me, there's a rhythm and a dance to any memorable feast. So plan ahead. Actually choreograph it. It will really help you get started on your next triumphant dinner party.
To the kitchen.
All right, today on Earth Eats, we're talking about starters, and I'm going to do a fun one that everyone can like, whether you're vegan or vegetarian or just, you know, love vegetables and everything Italian. It's based on a caprese salad, which is the classic mozzarella and tomato salad with fresh basil. But today we're going to use tofu.
I'm a tofu lover, so this recipe is right up my alley. But, you know, if you're skeptical of the power and the beauty of tofu, this is definitely a recipe for you to just try. It's so easy, very tasty, and healthy to boot. You can find the complete recipe and photos of Chef Orr prepping this dish on our website, eartheats.org.
And with the tofu, you know, people think of it as being bland and kind of frightening. I call it the scary white stuff. But if you kind of marry it in with familiar flavors, then, you know, I don't think you'll be as intimidated by it. Okay, and what we're going to do is we're going to slice it, and then to slice it into slices about as thick as you would slice mozzarella. So, you know, quarter of an inch thick, approximately. All right, we're going to slice our tomatoes next. You know, this salad is wonderful with, you know, midsummer, you know, August Indiana tomatoes, but you can boost the flavor of tomatoes by seasoning them. So even if you're using some of those store-bought tomatoes, you can still flavor them by marinating them with the classic flavors of Tuscany, garlic, olive oil, and basil. And this would make a great starter for, you know, if you're going to follow it up with something a little richer or fattier. In the end, you'll have a nice balanced meal. Okay, so I'm going to set those up here, and I'm going to make that dressing for the salad. And what we're going to do is we're going to take some basil, and we're going to do what we call a chiffonade, which means thin ribbons in French. And so you're just going to cut them kind of across the leaf into nice thin ribbons. Add that to our bowl. We're going to add some white balsamic vinegar. You've probably heard of the dark balsamic vinegar, but that's going to change your salad, make it look very inky and dark. With the white balsamic, it's still going to look light and fresh. Add some fresh ground pepper. Just a drop or two of your favorite hot sauce, and a little bit of salt, and then finally some nice garlic, which we're going to mince up fine. Okay, we're just going to stir in that nice extra virgin olive oil, and this is another time when you want to use the good stuff, because you're not going to be cooking with it, it's just going to be drizzled on your tomatoes. Okay, and we take that dressing, emulsify it a little bit, and put that over the tomatoes, give the tomatoes a nice toss. Okay, and then we're just going to put the presentation together. You can see it's really looking like that caprese salad that you find so often in the summertime all over Europe. And it's even better here in Indiana with our local tomatoes and fresh basil from a neighbor's garden. And that's a way you can serve tofu as a starter for anybody, no matter how fearful they are of tofu.
We're hoping to assuage your tofu fears with this recipe. Give it a shot. I bet you're going to like it. But if you do need some meat in your life, stick with us these next couple of months. Chef Orr is working on a Thanksgiving meal to end all Thanksgiving meals. You have not tasted turkey like this, I promise you. And he'll surprise you with yet another amazingly tasty and festive dish using tofu. The man works wonders, what can I say? Earth Eats is supported by the wonders of Blooming Foods Market in Delhi. Information at bloomingfoods.coop. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media, and Earth Eats is also working on getting a tan.
People think of it as being kind of frightening. I call it the scary white stuff.
Come on, what do you expect with two redheads running the show, huh? I'm Annie Corrigan.